I think the main thing is to think about the value of cultural work and why someone would be a cultural worker. Because it's never to do with money. Money is not the motivating factor. It's to do with your energy and commitment and feeling that you have something to contribute. And this, you cannot put a price on that.
But is this true of... I mean, you've got dependents. You said you bring up your child and things. Is it true as well of the work that... I mean, you never accept commissions just because you need to get the pot to boil?
Sometimes I do, but I wouldn't... I'm in a very fortunate position, is that because I have other forms of income, that I'm never in the position where I have to accept a commission, which I feel is completely unsuited to my interests or the line of inquiries that I'm pursuing or where I'm going. But I think I'm very privileged in that respect.
Now, there is one question which is, or some other people or other women have mentioned, that when we ask about the activity or the job, would you have liked to be asked or to introduce in your activities your private work? When I say your private work, like looking after your child, or I see that you've been following the City of Women Festival with a child.
Mm-hmm. This is probably the most difficult experience in my working life because I had a child very late. He's very young. And you're constantly battling and trying to work out priorities for him, for you, time to work, time for him. There's so many responsibilities. It's a very, very difficult juggling act.
And would you call it an activity or work, some of the, like looking after the child, or some of the tasks which are involved in it?
Yes, it's definitely work. I think it's the hardest form of work, psychologically, physically, emotionally. I really think it's the hardest form of work. But it's also rewarding. You know, why would you do it otherwise?
Probably cultural work as well.